Aloha, and welcome to this update on operations at the Navy's Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility. Today, we are joined by Donald Panthen, Director of the Red Hill Program Management Office at Navy Region Hawaii. He will be providing a brief background on the administrative order on consent and an update on the Navy's progress in implementing the best available practicable technology approach at the Red Hill facility. Donald, could you please provide a brief explanation of what the administrative order on consent is and how it pertains to operations at the Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility?
Sure. The administrative order on consent, otherwise referred to as the AOC, is a voluntary joint administrative agreement that the Navy entered into with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Hawaii State Department of Health following the 2014 inadvertent release of fuel at the Red Hill facility. The intent of the AOC is to ensure that the Navy, working closely with the EPA and DOH regulators to minimize or eliminate the potential threat of any future release of fuel, and that we continue to responsibly operate the Red Hill facility in a manner that is protective of human health, the environment, and Oahu's drinking water resources. Under the AOC, all tanks at the Red Hill are to be updated to what we've referred to as an approved best available practical technology, or BAP, by the year 2037, or they are to be removed from service.
So Donald, it sounds like the Navy has and continues to invest a considerable amount of time and effort to fulfilling its commitment to the AOC. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. To be specific, the AOC itself contains 8 working sections with 52 tasks and 33 deliverables. To date, the Navy has completed 17 of these deliverables, with 16 deliverables still pending. The 17 completed deliverables documents include the Navy's plans for the implementation of infrastructure upgrades. These comprehensive plans include recommendations on tank upgrades, enhancements to current release detection capabilities, improved risk analysis, research and implementation of additional new technology, and the overall improvements to operation procedures, staffing, and training. The information I just mentioned is detailed in the Navy's Tank Upgrade Alternative and Release Detection Decision Document, more commonly referred to as the TUA Decision Document. That document was submitted to the regulators in September of 2019. The TUA decision document explains in detail how the Navy plans to fulfill the best available practical technology requirement by combining thorough restoration of the existing fuel tanks with implementation of added layers of protection at the facility. With a document of that magnitude, the Navy anticipated that the EPA and DOH would have some additional questions and requests for information. That is why the Navy has been working on and has submitted the TUA supplemental document to the regulators on August 23rd. It is the Navy's responsibility to ensure the regulators have all the information they need to make an informed decision. We are doing that because the 4 signatories of the AOC, the Navy, the Defense Logistics Agency, the EPA, and DOH, all share the same goal of ensuring our environment is protected and our water is safe to drink.
So Donald, the AOC process seems to involve a lot of back and forth interaction between the Navy and the regulators. Is this typical of all the AOC processes?
Correct. This multi-stage interaction is one of the strongest elements of this process. It is important to point out that this is the first time all 3 agencies have been involved in an endeavor of this nature, and it's critical that each agency understands what is being proposed and has the opportunity to ask and answer questions about it. In recognition of that, we anticipate that there will be multiple occasions when the EPA and DOH will seek clarification from the Navy, just as the Navy wants to have a clear understanding of the expectations of the regulators. So it came to no surprise in October of 2020 when the EPA and DOH replied to a TUA decision document submission by requesting further information on 16 topics. Upon receiving that request, collaboratively with all the parties involved, the Navy worked with the regulators to clarify those 16 topics. It was agreed that the Navy would submit a supplemental document containing the responses to the 16 topics and providing amplifying information to support the recommendations presented in the 2019 TUA decision document. The Navy also took an initiative and added all current information acquired since September 2019 to the supplemental document. The Navy also included key information from other documents that it had previously submitted that comprise an inclusive and holistic approach that clearly demonstrates to the general public, key stakeholders, and community leaders for the basis of our recommendations. This included working with the regulators to develop the statement of work to be performed. That included the tank upgrade options and the 18 attributes for how those options would be evaluated. All relevant reports regarding technology, operations, and environmental conditions at Red Hill, any ongoing research, development, and technology evaluation efforts, EPA and DOH information requests to support the TUA decision, the responses to these 16 requests for information raised by the regulators in the response to the TUA decision document, and the Navy's responses to the public comments submitted to the EPA and DOH after the TUA decision document was initially submitted.
Thank you, Donald. That explanation makes things much more clear for me. My next question is, how or where does the Navy proceed from this point on?
The Navy will continue to move ahead with its Enhanced Clean, Inspect, and Repair program, tank tightness testing, soil vapor monitoring, and groundwater protection plan. We are awaiting the EPA and DOH approval on the Navy's best available practical technology recommendations. The key here is implementing the best technology that is available today. And I need to emphasize the word today, because that is laying the foundation to support Navy's ongoing additional research and development efforts that will be implemented in the future. In the development of the AOC, the leaders truly understood that there would be future technology and process improvements. This is why the TUA decision document has a 5-year term. This means that every 5 years, the Navy has to submit an updated TUA decision document, which will incorporate all ongoing efforts, as well as any new developments that will lead to a further improved BAP recommendation. To achieve the goals that we all agreed to in the AOC, we need to continue to implement what is best available practical technology today to ensure the continued safe operation of this facility and to lay the building blocks that will support the future improvements.
So Donald, it sounds like the EPA and Department of Health's approval of the best available practical technology is very important.
I probably answered some of this in my last question, but EPA and DOH's roles are to ensure they are regulating Red Hill in the best interest of the public. That means they need to make informed decisions today based on the technologies available. In other words, the best available practical technology at this moment in time will undoubtedly be improved upon in the future through the combined efforts of the EPA, DOH, the Navy, and DLA. Those improvements will continue to enhance the levels of protection at the Red Hill facility. In addition, I want to mention the Navy's partnership with the University of Hawaii. Future data, technology, and recommendations discovered or developed as a result of this research initiative will be included in the next TUA decision document and BAP recommendation. So in a very real sense, the best and brightest minds in Hawaii are contributing to the protection of the water and the environment at Red Hill. By the year 2037, the Navy will more likely be on a fourth TUA decision document and fourth BAP recommendation, with each recommendation between now and then building upon the previous recommendations in a chain of continuous improvements. The best analogy I can think of is the iPhone. 5 years ago, the best iPhone available at that time was the iPhone 6, which had additional enhancements over the iPhone 5. At that time, the iPhone 6 was the best available practical technology. Did Apple hold up the release of the iPhone 6? No, it released iPhone 6, and now 5 years later, they are coming out with iPhone 12, which incorporates further improvements. But to get to the iPhone 12, they need it first to build upon the iPhone 1 through 11. Otherwise, progress would have been stalled. Similarly, the technology for the underground storage tanks at Red Hill are consistently evolving and improving. So the Navy's BAP recommendation today needs to go forward. But it would also have updated 5 years from now to reflect the best available practical technology at that time in the future. At this point, however, the Navy needs EPA and DOH to approve the current BAP recommendation so we can build upon it. The Navy's current recommendation is the only alternative that meets the criteria that EPA, DOH, and the Navy outline in the TUA Statement of Work. It is also the alternative that is most compatible for updating to the secondary containment option in the near future. Finally, the Navy's current recommended alternatives takes a holistic operational approach using multiple layers of protection in a system of systems program for prevention, detection, and mitigation to protecting the environment.
Thank you, Donald. Before we end for the day, is there anything else you'd like to add?
In keeping with the objectives of the AOC, the Navy remains fully dedicated to working collaboratively, transparently, and in good faith with EPA, DOH, and the public that the environment is protected and that our water is safe to drink. In that spirit of teamwork, the Navy looks forward to maintaining a meaningful and productive collaboration with the EPA and DOH.